Good morning and welcome to morning prayer on Saturday, the 1st of August 2020. O Lord, open our lips.
And our mouths shall proclaim your praise.
O God, you are my God. Eagerly I seek you. My soul is athirst for you. My flesh also faints for you, as in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. So would I gaze upon you in your holy place, that I might behold your power and your glory. Your loving kindness is better than life itself, and so my lips shall praise you. I will bless you as long as I live, and lift up my hands in your name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness. And my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. When I remember you upon my bed, meditate on you in the watches of the night. For you have been my helper, and under the shadow of your wings will I rejoice. My soul clings to you. Your right hand shall hold me fast.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
The night has passed and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you now and forever. Amen. Amen. And Anne will read Psalm 20. I'll read the refrain first. We will call on the name of the Lord our God.
May the Lord hear you in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend you. Send you help from his sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion. Remember all your offerings and accept your burnt sacrifice. Grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your mind. May we rejoice in your salvation and triumph in the name of our God. May the Lord perform all your petitions.
We will call on the name of the Lord our God.
Now I know that the Lord will save his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the mighty strength of his right hand. Some put their trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will call only on the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. O Lord, save the King and answer us when we call upon you.
We will call on the name of the Lord our God. Merciful God, purify our hearts in the flame of your Spirit and transform our toil into an offering of praise, that we may reject the proud rule of might and trust in Christ alone, for he is our Lord forever and ever. And we're going to have Psalm 21 and Anne will read for us the refrain.
The King puts his trust in the Lord.
The King shall rejoice in your strength, O Lord. How greatly shall he rejoice in your salvation. You have given him his heart's desire and have not denied the request of his lips. For you come to meet him with blessings of goodness and set a crown of pure gold upon his head. He asked of you life and you gave it him, length of days forever and ever.
The King puts his trust in the Lord.
His honour is great because of your salvation. Glory and majesty have you laid upon him. You've granted him everlasting felicity and will make him glad with joy in your presence. For the King puts his trust in the Lord because of the loving kindness of the Most High. He shall not be overthrown.
The King puts his trust in the Lord.
Your hand shall mark down all your enemies. Your right hand will find out those who hate you. You will make them like a fiery oven in the time of your wrath. The Lord will swallow them up in his anger and the fire will consume them. Their fruit you will root out of the land and their seed from among its roots.
The king puts his trust in the Lord.
Because they intend evil against you and devise wicked schemes which they cannot perform. You will put them to flight when you aim your bow at their faces. Be exalted, O Lord, in your own might. We will make music and sing of your power.
The king puts his trust in the Lord. Crown us, O God, but with humility, and robe us with compassion, that as you call us into the kingdom of your Son, we may strive to overcome all evil by the power of good, and so walk gently on the earth with you, our God, forever.
Psalm 23. Anne will read the refrain.
I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
The Lord is my shepherd. Therefore can I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures and leads me beside still waters.
I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
He shall refresh my soul and guide me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
You spread a table before me in the presence of those who trouble me. You've anointed my head with oil, and my cup shall be full. Surely goodness and love, loving mercy, shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. O God, our sovereign and shepherd, who brought again your Son Jesus Christ from the valley of death, comfort us with your protecting presence and your angels of goodness and love, that we also may come home and dwell with him in your house forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
Amen. And then we continue the story of Saul in 1 Samuel 13, 19 to chapter 14, verse 15. So quite a long reading. Now there was no blacksmith to be found throughout all the land of Israel. For the Philistines said the Hebrews must not make swords or spears for themselves. So all the Israelites went down to the Philistines to sharpen their plowshares, mattocks, axes or sickles. The charge was 2/3 of a shekel for the plowshares and for the mattocks, and 1/3 of a shekel for sharpening the axes and for setting the goads. So on the day of the battle, neither sword nor spear was to be found in the possession of any of the people with Saul and Jonathan. But Saul and his son Jonathan had them. Now a garrison of the Philistines had gone out to the pass of Michmash. One day Jonathan, son of Saul, said to the young man who carried his armour, "Come, let us go over to the Philistine garrison on the other side." But he did not tell his father. Saul was staying in the outskirts of Gibeah under the pomegranate tree, that is at Migron. The troops that were with him were about 600 men, along with Ahijah, son of Ahitub, Ichabod's brother, son of Phinehas, son of Eli, the priest of the Lord in Shiloh, carrying an ephod. Now the people did not know that Jonathan had gone. In the pass by which Jonathan tried to go over to the Philistine garrison, there was a rocky crag on one side and a rocky crag on the other. The name of one was Bozez and the name of the other Seneh. One crag rose on the north in front of Michmash and the other on the south in front of Geba. Jonathan said to the young man who carried his armour, "Come, let us go over to the garrison of these uncircumcised. It may be that the Lord will act for us, but nothing can hinder the Lord from saving by many or by few." His armour bearer said to him, "Do all that your mind inclines to. I am with you. As your mind is, so is mine." Then Jonathan said, "Now we will cross over to those men and will show ourselves to them. If they say to us, 'Wait until we come to you,' then we will stand in our place and we will not go up to them. But if they say, 'Come up to us,' then we will go up, for the Lord has given them into our hand. That will be the sign for us." So both of them showed themselves to the garrison of the Philistines, and the Philistines said, "Look, Hebrews are coming out of the holes where they've hidden themselves." The men of the garrison hailed Jonathan to his armour bearer, saying, "Come up to us and we will show you something." Jonathan said to his armour bearer, "Come up after me, for the Lord has given them into the hand of Israel." Then Jonathan climbed up on his hands and feet with his armour bearer following after him. The Philistines fell before Jonathan and his armour bearer, coming after him, killed them. In that first slaughter, Jonathan, his armour bearer, killed about 20 men within an area about half a furrow long in an acre of land. There was panic in the camp, in the field, and among all the people. The garrison and even the raiders trembled. The earth quaked, and it became a very great panic. We'll now have the Song of Pilgrimage.
In prayer I inclined to seek... In prayer I inclined my ear, and my heart was stirred to seek wisdom.
While I was still young, I sought wisdom openly in my prayer. Before the temple I asked for her, and I will search for her until the end. From the first blossoms of the ripening grape, my heart delighted in her. My foot walked on the straight path. From my youth, I followed her steps. I inclined my ear a little and received her. I found for myself much instruction. I made progress in wisdom to the one who sent her. I will give glory. I directed my soul to wisdom, and in purity have I found her. With her I gained understanding from the first, therefore will I never be forsaken. My heart was stirred to seek her. With my tongue will I sing God's praise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was
in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. In prayer I inclined my ear, and my heart was stirred to seek wisdom.
We'll now have the Luke reading, chapter 23, with Anne.
Well, then the assembly rose as a body and brought Jesus before Pilate. They began to accuse him, saying, "We found this man perverting our nation, forbidding us to pay taxes to the emperor, and saying that he himself is the Messiah, a king." Then Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" He answered, "You say so." Then Pilate said to the chief priests and the crowds, "I find no basis for an accusation against this man." But they were insistent and said, "He stirs up the people by teaching throughout all Judea from Galilee, where he began, even to this place." When Pilate heard this, he asked whether the man was a Galilean. And when he learned that he was under Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him off to Herod, who was himself in Jerusalem at that time. When Herod saw Jesus, he was very glad, for he had been wanting to see him for a long time, because he had heard about him and was hoping to see him perform some sign. He questioned him at some length, but Jesus gave him no answer. The chief priests and the scribes stood by, vehemently accusing him. Even Herod with his soldiers treated him with contempt and mocked him. Then he put an elegant robe on him and sent him back to Pilate. That same day Herod and Pilate became friends with each other. Before this, they had been enemies.
Your salvation is near to those who fear you, that glory may dwell in our land.
Your salvation is near to those who fear you, that glory may dwell in our land.
Mercy and truth have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other.
That glory may dwell in our land.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Your salvation is near to those who fear you, that glory may dwell in our land.
And let's do Psalm of Ephraim the Syrian, number 80. Behold, fire and spirit in the womb that bore you. Behold, fire and spirit in the river where you were baptized. Fire and spirit in our baptism, in the bread and the cup, fire and Holy Spirit. In your bread is hidden a spirit not to be eaten. In your wine dwells a fire not to be drunk. Spirit in your bread, fire in your wine. A wonder set apart yet received by our lips. How wonderful your footsteps walking on the waters. You subdued the great sea beneath your feet, yet to a little stream you subjected your head, bending down to be baptized in it. The stream was like John who performed the baptism in it, in their smallness each an image of the other, to the stream so little, to the servant so weak. The Lord of them both subjected himself. And now we'll have our prayers.
Okay. With it being such hot weather, I thought these might be appropriate, which are about the water of life. So to the bidding, good and gracious Lord, the response is, give us the water of life. And we begin today with a prayer for freedom from racism in all its aspects. Lord Jesus Christ, who reached across the ethnic boundaries between Samaritan, Roman and Jew, who offered fresh sight to the blind and freedom to captives, help us to break down the barriers in our communities. Enable us to see the reality of racism and bigotry, and free us to challenge and uproot it from ourselves, our society, and the world. Good and gracious Lord, give us the water of life. Lord, as we journey towards the promised land, refresh, renew, restore us in your service. We pray for churches where life has become dull and dry, for those struggling with technology and perhaps not meeting at all in any way. We remember churches struggling for survival. We pray for Christians drained of energy and resources. We remember especially those who thirst for your presence and your saving power. Good and gracious Lord, give us the water of life. We pray for all who thirst after justice, all who are working hard to improve our world and battle the virus. We remember all who are suffering from weariness and exhaustion. We pray for all who live in desert lands. Good and gracious Lord,
give us
the water of life. We pray for all who are going through a period of testing and dryness in their faith or their relationships. We pray for those whose ardour has cooled, for all who have lost their first zeal and zest for life. We pray for those struggling with putting on weight, depression and loneliness, those home alone who perhaps haven't seen anyone for the last 3 months or more. We pray for all who are suffering from a lack of love in their homes. Good and gracious Lord,
give us the water of life.
We remember all who feel wrung out or dried up, all who are wearied with the journey of life, all who feel they are near to perishing. I think of the mental health run by Trev, which has been put on the front page of our local village newsletter this month. We pray that it would inspire people who need mental health to contact Mind and to have those conversations with Samaritans or other charities that can help them. We pray for all who cannot cope by themselves, and pray for those who've lost their jobs, that they would reach out to debt charities and seek help from their banks. Pray for all who are in care and for all carers. We remember all those who are in hospital or hospice. Good and gracious Lord,
give us
the water of life. We give thanks for the fellowship of those whose journey is over, those who hunger and thirst no more, all who have been refreshed and restored in your kingdom. We pray that we may share with them in the fullness of life which is eternal. Good and gracious Lord,
give us
the water of life.
The Collect. Lord of all power and might, the author and giver of all good things, graft in our hearts the love of your name, increase in us true religion, nourish us with all goodness, and of your great mercy keep us in the same, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day
our daily bread.
And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive
those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, God, deliver us
from evil.
Thine is the kingdom,
the power, glory,
forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord bless us and preserve us from all evil, and keep us in eternal life.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you very much for joining us. If you'd like to come to the morning service tomorrow morning, we will be meeting at 9:30 and then followed by coffee and discussion. You can find the link in Pew's News. But we will also be having morning prayer at usual time, 8 o'clock. Have a good day.